Mayor Sherelle Parker signed a new order Tuesday after a lawsuit struck down the city's DEI guidelines. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the updated order is designed to remove legal risk from the city's aspirational goals of the past.
City Solicitor Renee Garcia said after evaluating court decisions, the city had to develop a new way to make sure diversity and inclusion was part of city contracts.
This is the way forward. This is how we're going to have a better program. We're going to be legally compliant. We're going to do it on our terms, and we're going to realize the mayor's vision of economic opportunity for all.
Nadir Jones, director of the Office of Business Impact and Economic Advancement, says instead of using phrases such as minority-owned, they'll change their language to refer to small and local businesses.
We will continue to set narrowly tailored ranges and targets for city procurements based on small and local business availability. We will establish bid preferences for local businesses.
Officials say the new standard should survive court review and will be inclusive of the businesses that formerly qualified under the old rules. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
In September, NJPBS announced it will cease operations next summer because of drastic funding cuts. A legislative committee held a hearing in Trenton this week to discuss ways to keep the state's only public television station operational. More from WHYY's David Matthau.
Assemblywoman Aura Dunn, who worked at the Association for America's Public Television Stations for almost a decade, told members of the panel PBS is the first classroom for many children.
For families who can't afford private preschool or expensive streaming service, public television is the only consistent source of educational content in the home.
Tom Bracken, the president of the Jersey Chamber of Commerce, said maintaining public TV programming in the Garden State is important, and private sector financial support can help to make it happen.
I've already spoken to several major corporations in New Jersey who said they would be very interested in coming back to support that because they knew they would know the value of what's being produced.
Lawmakers and advocates say they'll continue to work on a plan to reconfigure and save NJPBS. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
In Philadelphia, after City Council canceled a Monday hearing on Mayor Parker's housing plan, she appeared in council chambers to send a strong message. The mayor told council members she wants her housing initiative to move forward despite council's hesitancy. Earlier this year, Mayor Parker unveiled a historic $2 billion housing plan to create and preserve 30,000 homes. In sports and weather, well, the 76ers, they'll be home tonight with the Raptors. And your Philly forecast goes like this. Clouds with the occasional rain wrapping up this morning, a high around 46 degrees today with clouds. Cloudy early on tonight, then partly cloudy after midnight as we drop to 34 degrees. Cloudy skies early tomorrow, then partly cloudy by the afternoon and up to 51.